All right, welcome back to the Big Dog Podcast. I'm Jason Reed, here with Lisa Saunders. Today's episode, Repair or Replace, is for every facility manager who's ever stared down a cranky compressor and thought, now what?
Hey, everyone. This is one of those questions that comes up way more often than people think. You've got a rotary screw compressor that's been running for years, and suddenly it's making weird noises, or the pressure's all over the place. So, do you fix it, or is it time to say goodbye?
Yeah, and look, most folks want to repair first. It's just how we're wired. Nobody wants to toss out a big piece of equipment if you can squeeze a few more years out of it. But sometimes you're just throwing good money after bad.
Exactly. There are some clear signs that repair makes sense. Like, if your compressor's still under warranty, or it's a first-time failure, or honestly, if it's just a simple fix. And don't forget the logistics. Sometimes replacing a compressor means tearing out walls or, I don't know, bringing in a crane. That's a headache nobody wants.
Yeah, I've seen places where swapping out a unit meant shutting down half the plant. If parts are easy to get and the machine's not ancient, repair's usually the move. But big but here, if you're dealing with the same breakdowns over and over, or the thing's more than a decade old, you gotta start thinking replacement.
And don't forget efficiency. The older your compressor, the more you're probably paying in energy. I mean, electricity is what? Like 76% of the total cost of ownership for a compressor? That's huge. If your unit's not meeting current standards, or it's just not sized right for your needs anymore, replacement can actually save you money in the long run.
Yeah, and sometimes the finance folks are actually on your side for once. If you can depreciate a new unit or keep the old one as backup, it's worth a look. But Lisa, you had a story about this from your first plant job, right?
Oh, yeah. So my first year on the job, we had this 10-year-old compressor that started acting up. Pressure drops, weird noises, the works. Everyone wanted to patch it up, but the thing was out of warranty and parts were getting hard to find. We debated for days, but finally decided to replace it. Honestly, it saved us weeks of downtime. If we'd kept repairing, we'd have been chasing problems all year. Sometimes you just have to make the tough call.
That's the thing. Sometimes you gotta rip off the Band-Aid. All right, let's talk about why sizing and new tech matter so much when you're thinking about upgrading. So here's the deal with sizing. If your compressor's too small, it's running nonstop, wearing itself out, and you're still not getting enough air. Too big, and you're wasting energy, paying for capacity you don't need, and probably dealing with more maintenance than you should. It's like, well, I was going to say it's like wearing shoes that don't fit, but that's a terrible analogy. You get what I mean?
No, I think that works. And it's not just about the size, it's about how your needs have changed. Maybe you've added new tools or taken some away. If your compressor was sized for a different setup, you're either starving your system or bleeding money. And with new tech out there, like variable speed drives and high efficiency motors, you can get way more out of your system for less energy.
Yeah, variable speed drives are a game changer. I mean, older belt drive models just can't compete. I worked with a Midwest manufacturer last year. Well, I say worked with, but really I just got called in to look at their bills. They swapped out a 15-year-old unit for a new VSD model, and their energy costs dropped, like, overnight. Not saying that happens every time, but the payback period can be way shorter than people think.
And it's not just about the money, either. Newer compressors are built with tighter tolerances, better controls, and they're just more reliable. Less downtime, fewer headaches. Plus, if you're thinking about sustainability, using less energy is always a win.
Right. And if you're still on the fence, talk to your local air compressor expert. They see this stuff every day and can help you figure out if an upgrade makes sense for your setup. But let's say you do decide to replace. What do you do with the old unit? That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, so once you've made the call to replace, you can't just haul the old compressor to the dumpster. There's a right way to do it, and it starts with checking your local and state regulations. Some places are really strict about how you handle oil, condensate, electronics, and all those metals inside.
Yeah, you gotta drain the oil. Every compressor's got it. Even so-called oil-free ones use oil somewhere. And that condensate? It's not just water. It can have oil and other junk in it, so you can't just dump it down the drain. Gotta follow the rules or you're asking for trouble.
And don't forget the electronics. Older controls can have stuff like lead or mercury, and in a lot of states, you're required to recycle them. Same goes for the filters and separators. They can have hazardous materials, so they need to be handled properly.
Once you've stripped out the liquids and electronics, you're left with a pile of metal: aluminum, iron, copper, nickel, stainless steel. Most of that can be recycled, which is way better than sending it to a landfill. Plus, you might even get a little money back for the scrap.
And honestly, recycling isn't just good for the environment. It can save you on disposal costs too. I remember a distributor we worked with. He helped a client recycle their old compressor, and not only did they avoid landfill fees, but they actually got a rebate from the recycler. Total win-win.
If you're not sure where to start, reach out to your local Kaishin distributor. They know the ins and outs of the regulations, and they can walk you through the whole process. Repair, replace, recycle, whatever you need. No shame in asking for help.
Absolutely. These decisions can get complicated, but you don't have to go it alone. That's what the experts are for. And hey, if you're listening and you've got a story about a tough repair or replace call, we'd love to hear it. Send it our way.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Big Dog Podcast. Next time, we'll dig into some of the latest trends in compressed air tech, so stay tuned. Lisa, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Jason, and thanks to everyone for listening. Take care, and we'll catch you next time.
See you, folks.